29 degrees at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like a little bit of a slippery slope for us, but we hope to get some traction out of our markets before it's all said and done today. Dollar trade slipping this morning, offering a little bit of support for commodities. Crude trade is up a touch, also offering a little bit of support. We did see 125,000 tons of soybeans sold to unknown destinations on the USDA's overnight reporting system. In addition, there was also a sale of 132,000 tons of meal to the Philippines. These announcements popped the beans to the plus side, but they appear to be losing traction at this particular point. Looking at current price action, March corn is currently up 3 1/4 at 354 1/4. May corn's 362 3/4 up 3. July corn is 371 up 3 as well. And new crop December, 387 1/2 up 2 1/2. Soybeans, as we mentioned, are mixed. March beans, 985 1/2 down 3/4. May beans, 997 down 3/4. New crop November beans up 1/4 at 1002 1/4. Soybean meal currently down 210, disappointing considering the sale this morning, currently trading at 337 1/2. Soybean oil up 16 at 32.68 a pound. Looking at the wheat market, March Chicago wheat currently up 7 cents at 428 1/2. July wheat 453 3/4 up 5 3/4. Kansas City wheat 429 up 5 3/4. July Kansas City wheat 459 3/4 up 5 1/2. Minneapolis wheat currently holding modest gains. March Minneapolis 606 up 1 1/2, and September 622 up 2. Private acreage estimates seen yesterday saw corn acres down almost 1 million acres to about 89.2. Bean acres, on the other hand, were seen at 91 million acres, a record high watermark. Considering the funds are big short positions, additional short covering can be expected. I think that's part of the reason for the corn and the wheat strength today. On that note, the money flow of the funds, as we talk each week, and the index funds, which are typically seen as buy and hold funds, are occasionally, usually viewed as an annual process of rebalancing in their basket of commodities. In the commitment of trader report last week, it appears that the selling of the weekly funds, or the standard funds that we watch normally, have matched the position of the index funds. Historically, this condition leads to a sizable recovery effort that may take weeks, if not months, to reconcile. On that note, corn has made new highs for the move and is trading at levels not seen since early December. I don't want to get too excited, but I think we can certainly view this as a glass half full. Finally, Friday's cattle and feed numbers are due out after the close. They're expected to show on feed as of January 1 at 107.7% of a year ago. Placements, 96.9% of a year ago, and marketing's 98.8% of a year ago. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thanks so much, Bill. Great to hear from you on this Wednesday morning here on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 29 degrees at 9 o'clock.